is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
And it is a new day if you want it to be. My friend David Usher, he's one of those lifelong friends, David Preston Usher. How are you, good friend?
Oh, I'm doing great, Rhett.
Great to have you on here. David Usher is a friend of mine who has been in media for years. He now drives an Uber, and he is Jesus on wheels. He actually uses his Ubering to minister, and it seems like certain people, you do this mostly evenings in the night, right, Dave?
Yeah, I do it at various times. It's something that I believe the Lord's called me to, so I don't have necessarily set hours. I really try to move as the Spirit leads me to go out and meet up with all different types of people.
Well, I think it's very exciting. So recently, for instance, you had somebody get in your Uber. But by the way, how long have you been doing this Uber driving?
Well, I started it about March of this year, really at the prompting of the Holy Spirit. But the Lord used a gentleman who is in full-time ministry in Troy. He just started a church in Troy. And last year when I was praying about it, I ended up spending 3 hours with this young man who had been Ubering. He said, Dave, listen, I just want you to know that in the last week, I've prayed with 12 people. I've led 8 people to the Lord. I prayed with 4 for healing, and 3 out of the 4 people said they felt a physical manifestation as I prayed for them. And so when he said that, he goes, Dave, this is something I really think the Lord wants you to do. And I felt that was confirmation. And so I started after that, and it really, really started phenomenally, because the first guy that I gave a ride to had been in jail for 8 years, and he'd just gotten out recently. And it was such a just an unbelievable way to start what I consider to be ministry, talking to this guy, encouraging him. He said that he was a believer, a Christian, and that he found Christ in prison. And so it was just a start to something that's really been a great thing for me personally, to have an avenue to minister and to share my faith with people. And so, yeah, it's been really great since March when I started.
What an auspicious beginning, and no accident. There are no accidents with the Lord. I believe every jot and tittle, and dotting of every I and every crossing of every T, God is so infinitely able. He's involved in everything. In your first ride, I don't think you ever told me that, your first ride, first client that just gotten out of prison and accepted the Lord in prison. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, does it?
No, you can't make this stuff up.
So great. So I guess we should tell people a little bit about you, that there was a time as a young adult you know there was a perfunctory attendance of church when you were a boy, and then you had like we all do, we all go through ups and downs, and there was a valley you were in your later, I believe your mid to late 20s. So tell folks your miraculous encounter, how you came to believe in Jesus as Messiah.
Well, I grew up, as you said, Brett, in a denominational type church, a Presbyterian church, and I did have what I would consider to be a great opportunity to know about the things of God, to see a big wooden cross behind where the preacher would preach. And I was asked to speak at a very young age, at about 12 years of age, to get up and read Psalms and read other entries in the Bible. And I remember how, I don't know exactly what I knew at that time, but I knew, gosh, this is really important. I better read this over. And remember, I'm just 12, 13 years old. And I really opened up my Bible and all of a sudden things started changing for me, especially reading the Word of God as I opened it now, because I still had that Bible. And I believe at the time you'd given me a Bible, actually, called the Good News Bible. And I started reading it, and it started to change my life, my thinking. I was on a journey that is still continuing to this day.
And it's kind of cool. I mean, doing a radio interview, I hear more than I normally would hear. And I'm thinking, I'm really touched because I didn't realize I had that influence on you, that I was part, really that deep of a part of the story. And then I think, wow, how many lifelong friends do you get? And how many do you participate in? You know, because it was a couple of years before you, I think. I was 29, you were 27, that I had this experience with Jesus in my living room while living in that ghetto apartment in Troy, New York, as a struggling musical artist. But anyway, now I didn't hear that. But anyway, it's just so exciting. There's so many things to talk about with you. Now, just so people know what you do now, your family has a beautiful, you have a summer trailer up near Lake George, New York. And then you spend your summers with since the 1800s, your family has a cottage up on the, what is it called? The
Seaway.
Yeah. You're really involved in ministry wherever you go. You actually started a Sunday morning meeting up there for summer tourists, right? Tell us what you're up to.
Yeah, well, I met some people up at the Thousand Islands area, Thousand Island Park, New York, and I've been going up there since I was 5 days old, and a great picture of me up there was being held by my great-grandmother on the steps of where I was, as Rhett said, for a couple of months. And so there really hasn't been a lot of devout Christianity up there for many years. There's a denominational expression which sometimes brings in people that don't even believe in Jesus Christ, and so it's not particularly something that I can participate in. It's not really a expression of my Christian faith. So I met some people up at this beautiful little store there, and we started meeting Sunday mornings to do Bible study and to have some worship, and so that happened this summer. But really, a lot of things happened this summer because I really felt a need to spend time with God in more of an intimate way, away from my normal day-to-day ministry life, because I'm very involved in ongoing ministries in Albany, youth ministry, men's ministry, recovery ministry, because I really believe that we need to be involved in serving the Lord. You know, we need to be busy about our Father's business. And during COVID, when I was shut away like many of us were, I just really felt the Lord speak to me as I was kind of, as many of us experienced this sense of isolation. I was on the phone talking to many people every day in a full-time job at the time, but many of us felt isolated. Many of us felt depressed. You know, we were kept away from people, kept away from church. It really wasn't a good thing for many, many people, and it wasn't particularly for me. But I really felt at that time the Lord speak to me about, you know, look, you need to get busy about the Father's business like Jesus was. Jesus was very busy about the things of God and his Father, and he only did those things he saw the Father do. So that was really kind of a start of once COVID kind of went away. I got involved in youth ministry. I got involved in a recovery ministry. I got involved in men's ministry. And so really my life now is made up of driving Uber part-time. I'm not a full-time employee anymore. Being involved in my ministry. And other than that, I also do a senior ministry. I forgot about that. I do that every other Sunday at this senior center where I go in and I preach a message and we share worship. And it's just been awesome what God is doing, mostly to you know, I would say, yeah, to change people, but really change me, just change me.
Well, listen, it's in giving that we get. There's no doubt about it. There's a reciprocal thing that happens. I do want people to know this because there's people hurting out there at all times. And it's a circumstance. The Lord can have somebody tune in to this station, or see us on Facebook or the podcast, the Rhett Palmer Talk Host podcast, but inadvertently at the right time. If someone's grieving, I want them to know that you had a beautiful, angelic wife. You have two children together. Anne was a real woman of God. I mean, the word of God was nigh unto her lips. And you lost her about 4 years ago, I believe. And that does play a part in this, in that certainly you've been growing all these years, but now with your wife gone and also going through grieving, I mean, Jesus was a man acquainted with many sorrows. And I personally believe, you know, it's almost like he uses the circumstances or the valleys of our lives to train us up. And now being now in your 60s and you're able financially to do the things you're doing, you're not driving this Uber business because you need to. It's actually a ministry of sorts, and some amazing stories. But I think that's, I just want people to know that, you know.
But you mentioned my wife, Ann, that I just, it came to mind that I think is very critical for anybody listening, and I'm sure many who are, trust Jesus Christ as Lord. And I remember when Ann and I had our first son, our second son, Joshua, born in 1992, that I was holding him in my arms one night about 2 o'clock in the morning. And I just felt the Holy Spirit really impress on me, saying that Joshua had to come close to me and Ann to have his needs met. You know, the question was, what does Joshua have to do to have his needs met? And I just said to the Holy Spirit, to the Lord, I said, well, he has to come close to me or Ann to have his needs met. And then I felt the Lord say to me, what do you have to do to have your needs met?
Get close to the Lord.
When you made the comment, which I don't disagree, do I need to be doing the things I'm doing? Well, my answer to that is yes, I do. Because, you know, the Lord is very clear about, you know, when we say we love Jesus, he says, well, if you love me, you'll obey me. And the idea that we can be on this earth and not do something is not biblical. It's also not good. It's not healthy. It's not what the Lord has for us. The Lord has so much for us through service, you know, through being involved in the gospel, through spreading the gospel and through ministry. And so I guess I would say that what I'm doing, like with Uber and other things, I need to be doing those, because without that connection with the Lord through the service that he's really prepared for me before the foundations of the world, as he has for all of us, you know, good works that we might walk in them, that I need to be doing just what I'm doing. And although I took some time off this summer, which for me was a blessing because I was able to spend time with family, friends, relatives up in the Thousand Islands where I've been going since I was 5 days old, that I need to be involved in loving other people. Really, I love to say the primary ministry we have is to the Lord himself. You know, we minister to Jesus. We worship Jesus. We remind him that he really is our all in all, that without him we can do nothing. And so it's again, created a closer connection with the Lord for me. It's reminded me really how much I do need him, how much I need other people. You know, we all need each other.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m. or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Oh, precious sight, my Savior stands, dying for me with outstretched hands. Oh, precious sight, I love to gaze, remembering salvation's day, remembering salvation's day. Though my eyes live,